got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Richard Reese tweets at Richard Tweese, right?
Yes.
And you're at the Funny Bone this weekend with Dale Jones, correct?
Yeah.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Dale will be here tomorrow and Friday.
Dale's great, man. Everybody should come out.
He's very funny. Nick Allen's in Geneva, Switzerland this weekend. Get there via the Ford Focus.
No, better start driving soon, man.
But Nick's in with us. Craig is feeling under the weather, so both these guys, they visit all the time, and he came in to help us out a little bit.
Did Craig address the death of Stephen Hillenburg?
No, that came out. No, because we... That was a guy that's from Star Trek, right?
No. He's the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, no.
He was young, but he had ALS, so there had to be some ghouls that were watching him. So
get naked LD on that.
That was a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
November 26, 2018.
Oh, you fell for it, Todd.
I did.
Because that's when
I think we did talk about that.
That's the social media one when they say, oh, man, I really miss John Lennon.
Yeah. David Bowie died?
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. Sometimes it's that ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's 5 years ago, the death, and the person is pretty famous, and they go, man, rest in peace. I'm really going to miss him. Yeah, I've been missing him for 5 years, you dumbass.
Can I catch up?
Snopes your Facebook post.
Was this a year or two?
For
one
who?
Year. 1 year. It said November 26, 2018.
2018,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So you fell for it, Todd.
Yeah, but I don't recall talking about him last year.
I don't. Well, it doesn't matter.
I do. Yeah, I remember Craig bringing it up. There might not have been any hits because he was pretty young.
Yeah.
But I thought there would have been some hits just because he had the ALS.
Well, that's not, I mean.
Most of our ghouls are on top of that.
That's not a
called a HIPAA. You're not allowed to get people's medical information, and that sucks.
It's a damn shame.
But you can have ALS
info.
For a while.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Former Doors bassist died, Doug Lubahn. Made appearances on three Doors albums.
Yeah, he played bass on the albums live. Ray Manzarek played it with his foot.
Yeah, he famously refused an invitation to join the Doors.
Yeah,
full-time.
They didn't have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They didn't have a bass player.
His foot played bass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. On his keyboard.
Yeah, the keyboard. Yeah.
I played guitar briefly in high school. I remember Robbie Krieger.
Robbie Krieger was
Krieger,
guitar player.
Yeah. He played guitar for 6 months before joining the Doors.
And he was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm like 6 months in, and I'm like, I can't even play a chord. What am I? I'm out. I'm done.
Well, there's a thing called talent.
Yeah, that's why it's lacking.
It's a tough instrument, man. It's really tough.
Yeah. I couldn't tune it. Figure if I can't tune it, I don't stand a chance to play it.
Did I read the quote correctly? Did Pete Townsend diss Keith Moon and John Entwistle?
I read the whole quote, and I'm going to defend him a little bit. I think he just came off like as a cranky old man. He said he was glad they're gone, and he said that basically talked about Moon falling asleep a lot and not wasn't dependable.
He said Keith couldn't keep time.
And then he had to keep time for the band because Moon was playing all over the place with the drums. And he said that Entwistle, what did he say bad about? Oh, yeah, same with that. No, he had to keep time because Entwistle was a flashy bass player.
Yeah.
And it came off really, really bad. And what I read more into it was, because everybody hammered him, because everybody loves The Who, and The Who were those four guys, and they were two great musicians. But what I came out with, and I kind of related to anybody that works with somebody for a long period of time, you don't want them gone, but you still just bitch. You bitch. I mean, you bitch.
Right.
You just bitch. Yeah. Every band bitches. I mean, Todd and I bitch. You know, it is what it is.
Paul McCartney,
if you're doing something creative together with four guys or three or four guys, you're just going to bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And egos collide.
Egos collide. Now, these guys are dead, so I thought it's probably inappropriate to bring it up.
Yeah.
But he's always been a cranky guy.
He's always been a surly guy.
And then I think he came out later and said, that's not what you think. I'm not glad they're dead.
Yeah, you know, just glad they're not in the band.
Exactly.
Where Rolling Stone did one of those little sidebar things with Geddy Lee.
Right.
Geddy Lee was praising John Entwistle as one of the best rock and roll bass guitarists ever. And I thought, well, that's a pretty good endorsement. And I've never said a cross word about you.
Yes, you have.
Ever.
To each other. I don't say anything bad about you behind it to anybody else. If I'm going to bitch, I just bitch.
Media publications.
We passively aggressive bitch to each other.
Right.
We have to have each other's back in other situations because everybody hates us.
When I say something, it's on the air and it's passive aggressive.
Exactly. Me too.
Off the air, it's us against the world.
Oh,
we
totally
got each other's backs.
Yes.
But
I understand creative people. You guys are creative people, but you don't have to work together all the time. You guys do your own stuff. But I understand people bitching. I understand why bands go out and they don't bring the one guy.
Yeah.
And I know why fans yell. I know why fans bum out. I want to see all the four guys. Well, the other three guys don't want that douche in the band.
Well, it's like Ace Frehley.
Yeah, they're just mad at him, you know? And and it sucks for the fans, but I definitely see how people go, I'll go out again, but I can't do it with him.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a perfect example, the Ace Frehley bit.
When you're on tour, you're with that person constantly.
Yeah, and that's even, I never even played in a band. I just mean that I just understand being mad at people you work with every freaking day. And I think bands have it easier than we do because they, famous bands don't see each other for a year at a time.
Yeah, you can take a lot of time.
They don't famous bands.
They only see each other until they hit the stage.
Right.
They can take a break. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you get to the level of like the Eagles and stuff where they tour.
Right.
Everybody's got their own bus.
Right.
Look, we'll see each other 10 minutes before the show starts and we'll go on stage.
But I'm talking about even when bands take breaks from touring. They don't see each other at all.
Yeah. You know? No. Yeah, we're done with the tour. I'll see you in 6 months.
I had read the crew when they first announced they're coming back. I'd read that I think it was Mick Mars who lives in Nashville. I don't think he'd seen anybody personally since the last show.
Wow.
And that's 5 years. Hadn't seen him in person.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they had the Eagles kind of...
No, but no, by the way, if you have enough money to have four buses, I'm having four buses.
No, probably
on that last tour.
And keep your wife on your bus.
You want to share a room with?
I had certainly read the Motley Crue was doing that. They had four buses, and they were.
Could they have the money to do it?
They would see each other a half an hour, 45 minutes before they went on stage. Yeah. They'd go on stage, and then they wouldn't see each other till the next night.
But it would seem in the book's well documented animosity was among the Eagles.
True, towards the end of the first time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Van Halen hated each other.
Yep.
Oh, they said that the last show that Sammy Hagar did with them, he said he walked off stage at the last show, didn't say goodbye to anybody, and hasn't spoken to him since.
Yep. Took his check on the way out.
Yeah, that's what we did with the last Dope Podcast.
I was going to say,
you guys fight the Dope Podcast, you just forget you're doing it, actually.
I was going to say, there was no check involved. Yeah.
Were we mad at each other?
Has there been philosophical tension
with the Dope Podcast?
During the Dope
Podcast. Oh, yeah, Richards walked out of the garage twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Walked, but came back.
No, the end of the episode.
It was like, dude, see you later.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that might have been just a smoke. I imagine you smoke. You could smoke in the garage, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's what they were doing.
Yeah, he'd smoke in the garage, then he'd get real mad about, you know,
whatever
that I wouldn't open my mind or whatever. And he's like, I'm out. I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, I guess he is. And he'd pack up the recorder and take off.
Don't smoke pot.
Like in a huff, or would he leave quietly?
Oh, well, I think it started off as a huff, but then like you'd have to stick around and like wrap up the cords and stuff. Man, I'm real mad. I'm just gonna
let's take a break. From
get
the tour.
This mixer and leave. Put the mic cover in the bag.
All right. When you had one of those disagreements, the next day you call each other, I'll see you next week.
No, there's been some times where it's taken a couple days. I saw a quote once where it's like, you ever have a hangover from a conversation?
Yes.
Like, yeah. I have. Yeah. Got to give it some space.
Yeah, we don't have that luxury.
No, we don't.
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
We get a week off every once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah. And a weekend.
There's a story, Richard. Boeing and SpaceX continue building space taxis that will travel from Earth to the International Space Station for commercial flights.
Now, you are a space geek.
I don't want to be on the first one.
No. Yeah, you wouldn't be the first guy?
They're going to start Boeing CST-100 Starliner will test unmanned flights to the orbital outpost next month.
If you don't want to be the first guy, who does? Everybody's going to have your attitude. You're the space geekiest guy I know.
There'll be guys that want to be the first
guy. You think so?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, well, there has to be.
Yeah.
Somebody's got
to. I mean, I like to do it, but I want it to be going for like, you know, maybe 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years.
That long?
Before you do it.
We've all agreed that.
And it'll take that long to get, you know, reasonably priced for the average person.
Right. And like, nobody wants to be the first guy to be in a self-driving car. Yeah. You want to wait till all the bugs are worked out.
Yeah. There's an Asian, like, billionaire that wants to do this thing where he takes, nothing but artists on a trip around the moon. So filmmakers, writers, people who like create things, and he wants them to create work based on that experience, just a trip around the moon and back.
But even then, they have to be physically and mentally able to do it.
Yeah,
because they don't
yeah.
want anybody freaking out once they're there.
That's
so true. There's a lot of tests going on, I'm sure.
And know? even with the self-driving
cars. Especially
you're
talking filmmakers and artists. There's a bunch.
A lot of anxiety.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Don't smoke pot.
In space.
In space. Right.
You're regretting that edible just as you leave the atmosphere.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a little bit different, you know.
Yeah, so they still have to get clearance from NASA.
Yeah.
So NASA just, like, rules all of space.
Yeah,
like,
it's all subcontracts, yeah. so. Yeah.
Well, you could be a space, oh. what do they call it? What did Trump want to start?
Space Force.
Yeah. Space Force. Yeah. We kind of already have that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he wants space yeah. astronauts. He watches too many movies.
No, but I think there's infrastructure in place that protects satellites.
Yeah, no, but he wants actual like guys yeah. to have...
Starship troopers.
That's what he wants. He wants starship troopers.
He wants stormtroopers.
Yeah, that's what that was about.
Go on, yeah. Land on the moon and go pew 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 yep.
pew pew pew. He wants that.
Yeah, he does.
Pew pew pew.
Your rectum.
Right. Yeah, well, who doesn't?
Yep.
That picture of who is it? Mulvaney when he had that big American flag shirt. He was wearing a Space Force hat.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
He looked such an idiot. Like a caddy. Right? They described him as a caddy, and that's
yeah. Right. He looked like parody dad. Yeah.
Is that beyond Star Wars? The Reagan.
He wanted to. I mean, it was just goofy. He wanted to have, like, armed forces that fly and protect. Like, he thought it was just going to be that easy just to do it right away. And I thought it was just kind of a PR stunt. You know, the Space Force. You know, you all get in your plane and fly into space and attack the aliens, and that's not happening yet.
Oh,
you know?
When the Death Star comes?
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
That kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be in the Space Force Reserves?
Yeah. It was grounded. A reach out to...
I go to space 1 week in a month.
It was a reach out for the geek vote.
Yeah. Here's
speaking of geeks, I watched an episode of Jeopardy from late last week.
Yeah.
I'm about 4 days behind now. And one thing, other than pop culture.
My dad can catch you up on that. He
watches it every day. A lot of Jeopardy geeks don't know anything about fish.
Mm. I'll give him a pass. That's fine.
Yeah.
The band?
No.
that too.
Species of
fish.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I think only one person got a correct answer, and I ran the category.
What is a trout?
No, pike was in there, pollock, tuna.
Well, I think about that, though. It's a special breed. It could be a complete geek like you are and like to fish.
Yeah.
That's a two different
brand. Oh, so they weren't asking, like, the difference between a spinnerbait and a jig or
something. No, no.
I'd give them a pass on that.
They were, you know, like there's a big fish in the Columbia River. It's a sturgeon.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, geeks.
You would have showed them off.
If they're too busy. Well, that would have been the only category.
I would say that's usually a category they leave at the end. It's still full.
Right. Yeah. I would have swept that category and, you know, left the game with $2,000 third place.
Alex would have been introducing the categories, and off screen, you just hear this, yes!
I'll take local drug dealers for $300.
That'd be great.
Who is Darrell?
I'm Todd.
Yeah, but see, they only come in even numbers. Yeah.
That is another category that those Jeopardy geeks would probably suck at, is local drug dealers.
Yeah.
We'd have to have contestants all from the same area.
Yeah. And local Jeopardy.
Yeah, they should do local Jeopardy.
Oh, no, they shouldn't.
Inside joke Jeopardy.
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be great. Just do that in your next podcast.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Just the one that's been going on forever.
See you later, dude. I'm out of here.
What is who?
Yeah.
Don't smoke pot.
Yeah, the specialized Jeopardies have gone away, haven't they?
Well, Rock and Roll Jeopardy was a great show. It was on. Remember Rock and Roll Jeopardy? That was pretty fun.
But you really had to be a geek. Like I could.
Well, there were rock stars in there.
I could never have won at Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
I was pretty good at that show.
I think Dan Patrick hosted a Sports Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And you really.
All those guys. I think they were nerdier than Jeopardy guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, total nerdy.
Absolutely.
I think the Jeopardy guys got laid more than the Sports Jeopardy guys.
I'll bet you.
And that's the saying so.
Right, because they were too busy watching regular season NHL.
It's all statistics.
Yeah. It's all stats. Right.
Actual nerds get laid more than sports nerds.
Yes.
It's like they could have
easily.
Like the college professor vibe around them that girls would do or whatever.
Right. Well, nerds are in now.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. But they're still nerds.
Yeah, still nerds. But they're in. They're running the world.
Oh, they do run the world,
Here's a story about traveling with weed. Flying with weed. The rules surrounding domestic air travel and marijuana possession.
What are the rules now? Because we always ask
We always ask our traveling comedians, because those are the guys who travel with
weed. If you fly out of LAX, they're not checking you. Once you land, they're not going to check you anyway, because you're just getting off the plane and leaving.
I don't travel with it because...
you don't want to get busted.
I know. It's a little bit, and it's not that big a deal. Well, guess what? The newspaper here won't think that.
No.
That'll be the first time in
years. They'll put our names in the newspaper again.
Bold headline.
They used to write about us. Yeah.
Yes, that would be above the fold.
Oh, we used to be above the fold for years on this in local rag. They haven't talked about us for years.
But
maybe because they call it the local rag.
Yeah, a lot of guys fly out of L.A. and LAX. Apparently.
Plus, your dad's got it. You know, Larry's packing for you when you get down there, right? Phoenix.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Larry's got a guy.
He's got the bong all loaded. And
Larry's got a guy.
It used to be where
Fireball right back.
I would favor vacationing places where I knew a guy. But now, if you go
to Denver, there's weed there anyway. Yes. So don't worry about that. Besides your guy, it's legal.
Right. And you can go to Nevada now.
Right.
Oregon, Washington.
Illinois after the first of the year. Yeah. They're flying it up on January 1.
That's Chicago, man.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody flies to Chicago.
Are they going to have stores up and running?
I read.
Yeah.
I saw a friend of ours from Chicago celebrating the fact that it was under 30 days so you could just walk down the street and grab some weed.
Man, that's cool.
Oklahoma, man. Yeah. I was surprised at that.
I thought she might be a little disappointed because sometimes, you know, the government does something to hang it up so you don't get the storefront away.
I thought I'd read they were going to have storefronts up and running on January
1st. And then Tyler always yells at me.
I do, because our government is not going to do it.
Because it's legal.
Yeah. It's legal.
I'm an OD on CBD.
Well, that'd be a freaking store where I can buy it.
Well, it's legal. We ain't going to have it here anytime soon.
Like when we were in Southern California, it was legal, but a lot of the beach communities, they were zoning things out, and they couldn't have any storefronts.
Well,
you had to have somebody deliver it to you. I would have just as soon walked into a store and bought it. I was inconvenienced.
Now, we're inconvenienced in this state because we don't have it at all.
Well,
I got to drive 20 minutes, man.
There you go.
Yeah. My girl delivers. It's pretty nice.
See, but isn't that a given? I just assume that, you know, Kansas and Nebraska will be a long time before they adopt any.
As long as they keep voting in the Republicans.
Legal
It'll have
weed.
To be federal.
Right. That'd be federal. Right.
Yeah. They talked to people in Los Angeles, one of the largest weed-friendly United States cities.
Right.
About what to know before attempting to fly with weed. It's on the federal level, it's still considered a controlled substance, just like cocaine or heroin. So even if it's legal in your state, it's technically illegal to fly with.
I know, but if you get off the airplane in Omaha, Nebraska, at our airport, and unless you're carrying a kilo underneath your arm, nobody cares.
No.
Because you get off the plane, you go to the luggage counter, and you leave.
Yeah. Hey, that guy looks happy.
Right. Yeah.
Half people get off the plane are drunk anyway, including myself.
Yeah.
But you are not, there's no customs. You're flying in from a city in the United States. But it doesn't matter.
If you check a bag and put some weed in it, let's say you're flying LAX to Omaha, could they find weed in the bag that you checked? If you carry it on, nobody's going to think twice about it.
No, because LAX, you're allowed to carry it on.
Right.
They already said that.
I don't know if you're allowed to, but...
They said they don't care. They said you're allowed.
They kind of look the other way.
Yeah. Well, that's allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is... even though airports are owned by the city, the feds are authorized to operate it, so federal law prevails.
Yeah. They have... the TSA has bigger problems. They want to protect us from, I don't know, bombs.
Yeah, because there used to be, and I don't see them anymore, in the Denver airport, like little amnesty boxes where you drop your weed, and then I'm sure, you know, TSA guys just spread it amongst themselves.
Yeah.
I don't even see those anymore, so I don't think they really care.
Every comedian we know flies into town
with
weed.
That's a scary sight to see that drug dog in the airport.
I know.
When I got back from Mexico,
I
didn't have nothing, obviously, but I said, I hope he can't smell experience.
Yeah, I was in line at the Tampa airport and with the family, so we weren't packing. and I saw a dog, and I was looking around this line, and there was maybe like 100 people in this line, and I kept looking at young dudes. I'm thinking, oh man, because this dog was. The guy says, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna walk through here with the dog. Don't pet the thing." And I'm thinking, oh, there's got to be somebody sweating. I was waiting to see somebody just leave the line, you know?
In reality, he's probably
just start running.
Bombs.
Yeah, he probably was, but I didn't know. You know, I didn't know.
Were you looking at the line thinking, I'm the most suspicious looking guy?
No, I wasn't, because that was, you know, I was as young as I used to be, so I didn't care about me. But no, there was a lot of younger guys that looked really, you know, like they were probably packing, you know?
That's what this says here. The TSA's primary job is to make sure another 9/11 never happens.
Yes.
Agents are more concerned about whether there's a bomb in your shoe than a little weed in your bag.
They don't care. They don't care.
And apparently, Todd, to follow up on Illinois, they already have medical
Yeah.
Oh, they
so
do.
They said January 1,
the stores will be open.
Most of those medical dispensaries will just turn into dual purpose.
Okay, that was the case so in it's Colorado. Already right there. That's why they were able to make a pretty smooth transition in Colorado because, you know, the medicinal dispensaries just expanded to recreational
prohibition
dispensaries.
Prohibition is the way to go.
Yeah.
It's the wave of the future, prohibition.
We don't want those hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money.
You know what's going to happen?
Forget it.
They're going to make it illegal again. It's going to go away. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
That's what bozos think.
No.
Somebody thinks that.
Mushrooms are next.
Bozos also think it's...
Don't do mushrooms!
It's any kind of progress is socialism.
Yes, it is.
That's what our bozo governor thinks.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, we do need a clip. Don't trip balls!
Yeah, we'll have to make that ourselves.
Keep your ears open for that clip.
Well, we need a woman in the hallway to do
Sorry,
that
Mom.
Voice. It's got to be from a mom voice. Don't trip balls!
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.